Chapter 24. Virtue and honor, they are silent and disconcerted, and out of their element. There are some people who think they sufficiently acquit themselves, and entertain their company with relating of facts of no consequence, nor at all out of the road of such common incidents as happen every day, and this I have observed more frequently among the Scots than any other nation, who are very careful not to omit the minutest circumstances of time or place. Which kind of discourse, if it were not a little relieved by the uncouth terms and phrases, as well as accent and gesture peculiar to that country, would be hardly tolerable. It is not a fault in company to talk much, but to continue it long is certainly one. For, if the majority of those who are got together be naturally silent or cautious, the conversation will flag, unless it be often renewed by one among them who can start new subjects, provided he doth not dwell upon them, but leaveth room for answers and replies. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.